There's a problem in SQL Server 2005 and earlier where when you do a parallel nested loop join between the date dimension and a large fact table, and there's a clustered index on the fact table on the date key, the best query plan is typically a nested loop join where we do a probe or a seek into the fact dimension for each qualifying date row. And this is a nice plan, however, there's a problem with parallelism in SQL Server 2000 and 2005. SQL Server 2005 and earlier use a block-oriented nested loop join strategy, and what that means is there's a single thread handling each page of rows from the outer table in a nested loop join. So in SQL Server 2008, we've fixed this problem for this scenario, but if you don't want to upgrade to SQL Server 2008 right away, but you want to get better parallel query processing performance for these types of queries, there is a workaround. So what you can do is to create a date dimension and randomize the order of the rows in the date dimension so they're no longer ordered by the date key. And instead, they're ordered by some other criteria. So what I like to do is create a unique column, which is derived from a GUID. So I'll create a unique identifier data type column, initialize all the different rows with unique identifiers, and then build a clustered index on that column. And you'll see that the performance is quite a bit different. So let me give you an example of the performance you can get. So this fact reseller sales 3 is a 4 million row table. All the rows happen to lie in the month of July 2002. If I run this query, it takes a little over a second. So if you look at the execution time, yeah, the CPU time is a second and a half, elapsed time is about a second. Now, the exact same query occurs down here. The only difference is the name of the date dimension. It's a different table, dim date 2. It is identical in every way to the first date dimension table, except that the rows have been placed in a random order by using this trick with a unique identifier column that I described. So let me run this. It's done a lot quicker. So actually, if we go down and look at the timings, you'll see that the total CPU time elapsed is 1.7 seconds, but the elapsed time is only 0.37 seconds. So that's quite a bit faster than the first version, and all we did was scramble up the date dimension. So let me drill in a little bit more on the date dimension and show you how I modified the order of the rows. In the Object Explorer, we can take a look at the tables. Dim date 2 has the following columns. So I added this unique identifier column, and then I created a clustered index on it. So you can see it's a clustered index. And if we look at the top few rows in this dim day 2, you'll see that there's a different unique ID in every unique ID column. So by creating that clustered index, we shuffled the order of the rows. So just to summarize, it's relatively straightforward to modify your date dimension slightly for SQL Server 2005 and earlier in order to get much better parallelism for the common scenario where you're doing a nested loop join between the date dimension and a large fact table.